this section of the Catechism is worth reading and rereading over and over again, because as we experience the spiritual life, we find ourselves beginning to pray over and over again. And this section has many practical pointers to help us see the opportunities as well as the obstacles to prayer. We must trust in the Lord as we pray. This filial trust, the trust of children for their parents, as we place our trust in God our Father. Trust is tested and proved in times of difficulty. Some stop offering prayers of petition because they lack trust and fear that they are not being heard. Sometimes we find ourselves complaining to ourselves or to others, why doesn't God listen? Why are my prayers not being heard? There is a certain irony in the fact that we are rarely concerned about whether prayers of praise and thanks are heard, yet we want instant result from our petitions. What is the image of God that motivates our prayer? An instrument to be used, or the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? Do we ask God for what is good for us? Our Father knows what we need before we ask Him, but He awaits our petition because the dignity of His children lies in their freedom. There can be a sense of a divided heart when we ask God for what we want, not for what is good for us. In this case, God cannot answer us, for He desires our well-being, our life. Do not be troubled if you do not immediately receive from God what you ask Him, for He desires to do something even greater for you while you cling to Him in prayer. From time to time along the spiritual journey, we ask, how can our prayer be effective? How can our prayer make a difference in the grand scheme of things? Our trust in God stems from His action in salvation history, especially the death and resurrection of His Son. Christian prayer is cooperation with His providence, His plan of love for men. This trust is bold, for it rests upon the Holy Spirit dwelling within us and on the love of the Father who has given us the Son. God's first response to our prayers of petition is to transform our hearts, to change our hearts from the heart that asks for what it thinks it needs to the heart that asks God for what it truly needs. Christian prayer is efficacious because of the prayer of Jesus. He is our model for prayer. He prays in us and with us. Since the heart of the Son seeks only what pleases the Father, how could the prayer of the children of adoption be centered on the gifts rather than the giver? Jesus prays for us unceasingly before the Father. All our petitions were gathered up once for all in His cry on the cross and in His resurrection heard by the Father. If we are united in prayer with Jesus, we obtain all that we ask for in His name, namely the Holy Spirit Himself, who contains all gifts. Prayer is a matter of persevering in love, persevering in that love that draws us closer and closer to the heart of our Savior. St. Paul puts it best, pray always. Pray without ceasing is our charge as Christians, and the ability to do so comes from love. Against our dullness and laziness, the battle of prayer is that of humble, trusting, and persevering love. Three facts about prayer are realized from this love. It is always possible to pray, for the risen Lord is with us even to the end of the age. And it is possible to offer fervent prayer even while walking in public or strolling alone or seated in your shop, while buying or selling, or even while cooking. So the first fact is that it is always possible to pray. The second, prayer is a vital necessity, for if we do not pray and open ourselves to the Holy Spirit, we fall back into the slavery of sin. How can the Holy Spirit be our life if our heart is far from Him? St. Alphonsus Liguori puts it this way, those who pray are certainly saved. Those who do not pray are certainly damned. Finally, prayer and Christian life are inseparable. They are inseparable, for they both concern the same love, the same loving conformity with the Father's plan of love, the same transforming union with the Holy Spirit who conforms us more to Christ Jesus, the same love for all men, the love with which Jesus has loved us. What does it mean to be someone who prays always, who prays without ceasing? He prays without ceasing, who unites prayer to works and good works to prayer. Only in this way can we consider as realizable the principle of praying without ceasing.